Welcome to this Saturday, August 16th edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estertori at Financial Services Online. Leading our bulletin today is the revelation that median advice fees in Australia's financial advice sector have surged by 18%, reaching an impressive $4,668. This is a significant 67% increase over the past 5 years, surpassing the national inflation rate. The rise is attributed to growing compliance costs and the provision of more complex premium services by advisors. This paradigm shift in the advisory field also sees funds under advice per client growing by 11% to $758,362. Advisory practices in response to the changing landscape are now looking to cater to high-value clients, employing highly specialized service models, and managing over 100 clients annually per advisor, shifting gears to some innovative efforts to boost superannuation savings. AAMP, in collaboration with the fintech firm Citro, has introduced a novel cashback reward program. Enabling participants to earn cashback from over 400 retailers, the rewards can be directly deposited into their super accounts. It is a transformative initiative that aims to add a potential $100,000 to members' retirement funds over time. Alongside these savings, AAMP and Citro target Australians under 40 with educational resources to enhance financial literacy. Moving on to the Bell Financial Group, they recently suffered a 44% drop in their half-year net profit after tax amid a challenging market. Despite the setback, the group remains buoyant, reflecting confidence in their strategy of diversification towards becoming a wealth management firm. Although strategic investments like a new wealth platform and a graduate program have driven up operational costs, they anticipate scalable revenue streams and long-term value creation from their new financial products and services. Lastly, we have an important update on a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They ordered an insurance broker to pay a client nearly $300,000 in compensation, alongside legal fees, following a refused fire claim. Insurer QBE declined the claim post-fire damage to the client's commercial property due to undisclosed issues. The ruling highlights the critical role of brokers in thorough risk evaluation and diligent record keeping for client coverage. That's it from us at Financial Services Online for today's Financial News Wrap. For a deeper dive into these stories and more, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estertori. Catch you next time, Australia.